Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
This is continued from the regular show. We are taping our bonus show today, and Oscar earlier in the week was coming in with lottery tickets.
It was the Wednesday show.
Was it? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's $100 worth of scratch-off
tickets. You sure about that, Rob?
I checked the calendar, and you know what it said?
I think you're wrong. I think it was Tuesday.
No, it said Wednesday.
Tuesday.
With a total the possible winnings of $15 million.
Well, every card has the possibility of, what, $10 million?
But if you look at, so in front of us right now, and again, it should be noted that Mr. Mike O'Mara, between recordings, has come into this broadcast with a completely different energy.
Yeah, like he went and repaired to another room and mentally prepared himself for what was about to happen.
Let me tell you what I was doing, all right, between shows today.
You took your time. I know something went on.
I called the pain management center where I'm going to
gambling hotline?
a same day doctor's visit to see about getting the needle for the old backy back, right?
Right.
So down here, all right, so they have multiple locations. As they always do.
Sure, because it's a franchise, right?
Because good for them, right? But to be honest with you, I looked it up online. I got two appointments. I got one guy I'm supposed to go to next week that I've went to before.
Yes.
Where are you at?
Are you coming back Tuesday?
Did you cross the street?
Are you back? Let me just say what.
Yeah, please. Say your piece and ring off.
So between shows, I call the. I go to the website. I said, well, I'm going same day, so I'll get my medical records from some of the other expensive procedures I've had done.
Right.
And have them sent to the new pain guy because he can look at my results and see what's going on, right? And so I do that, and then I look and I say, okay, they have a main fax number. And on their website, what they don't have is an individual fax number for the office that I'm going to. So I said, well, that's not on the website, but maybe I'll call the main number and see what happens. So I call the main number and clink, can you please hold? And then I'm holding for 10 minutes.
That kind of urgency when they pick up, they're obviously swamped.
They get back on and I say, do you have an individual fax number for this particular office I'm going to? I have a same day appointment. I think it's important to get my records over to this doctor before he sees me. No, we don't. We do them all electronically. I said, oh, that should be fine. He said, well... I said, why? Well, we have a number of faxes that we're dealing with today electronically. I said, yeah, okay, so I'm sending him this to this particular doctor.
It's a nothing email.
Yeah.
For some reason, she tells me how many she has. Are you ready for how many?
Yeah.
In the land of the frail down here.
Where everybody's little pain.
I'm trying to get back to being a studly golfer. Thank you very much. All right. I just want to get out on the course. That's all. 136 faxes this morning that she was dealing with. With that said, the same thing is, well, I am sending it to this particular doctor. He doesn't have 136 people coming to visit him today. I am just, so that's what I dealt with.
Hey,
that's
where my energy
was. Hey, Buzz Burbank, why don't you do that on your own time and let us do our thing here on our time?
Hey, Mr. Quad, I was talking to my doctor in between shows, Mr. Nad. That's Mike, what I was doing.
Let me come to your side.
By the way, the name I believe is Enrique Perez.
I don't buy.
Is it Dr. Perez?
Yeah, it's Dr. Perez.
Is doctor in quotation marks?
He just joined the practice. That's the guy you want to get because that's the guy that has appointments.
Young and hungry.
Otherwise, it's like, and by the way, you go to these offices. Oh, my God. It's like, me. I just want to get fixed. I want to get fixed like a football player on the sideline. Give me the needle. Get me out on the first
Friday
team.
That's all I want.
Mike, let me advocate for you for a moment. Even if she did get a 236 faxes, which are emails, really, because an electronic fax is just an email, she should be able to handle it because that's their job.
Don't tell people how hard your job is sending emails.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why I have the backup. Thank you very much. Good. I have the appointment next week. If I love this guy, I cancel it.
Redundancies.
If I don't, I go. Redundancy. Hey,
you know what?
That's how you do
key.
It. That's how I roll, baby.
That's how we roll too, Mike, because we've got two of the same lottery tickets.
Four. We have two of each. Yes. Two pair.
All right. Here's what I think. And I'm going to, and Rob, please help me.
Okay. All right.
Because I want you, well, here's what I want you to do, Rob. All right.
Okay.
I want you to pretend that you are a degenerate gambler, which I know you're not. I know that you don't. You look at it as throwing your money away, and I understand that.
But I enjoy
and I respect
it. You know
that.
What? I enjoy gambling. I do.
You enjoy gambling, but at this particular, here's what I think for the show would be best.
All right.
And I'm not talking about for the entertainment value. I'm talking about for the three amigos.
Right.
Yes.
Right here. I think it would be.
I'm Chevy Chase.
It would be wonderful if we took Oscar's $100 and we defrayed 2/3 of the cost of that $100. And then if we hit the big winner today, the three of us split it equally. I think that's the fair way to do it. I think that is the way to, that is the way that Oscar defrays 2/3 of his cost. And it's also the way, then this is the most important part, Oscar, before you weigh in. The most important thing, if he happens to hit the big winner,
right,
we all experience the exact same level of joy. And that's why I want to do it this way, because if we don't, if you hit, if we like have some conjuring little financial arrangement.
What do you mean? What's conjuring here? It's very clear.
Just listen to me. If we have some other arrangement, I don't speak for Rob, but I speak for me. I would be miserable. I would be very miserable and I am a gambler. You can only be a degenerate gambler when you think that those tickets in front of you have, I think they have a significant chance of winning money today.
Why not the big money? Why do you think that?
Because I'm a degenerate gambler. It's the same reason every time I pull the lever, I think, hey, here comes the big winner. And then sometimes, as I proved when I was in Las Vegas, sometimes it's easy to grin because your ship does come in. And I know, by the way, that you're a thoughtful and generous sort, but this is not
my logic for these being winners is because I don't usually play these type of games.
Right.
And as we've all noted,
I don't either.
As we've all noted,
you're not a big scratcher guy. You got to be true about that.
When you hear the people that win these games outside of this one little town in Massachusetts,
yes,
that it's usually the person's like, just give me one of those guys, and they get
Give me a scratcher.
They get to, they don't have a 401k, and then they have a 401k all of a sudden.
You know, it to me has always been a wonderful Christmas gift.
Yeah, it's great.
Stocking stuffer.
It's cool. Great. I think it's a great stocking stuffer. Lottery tickets are a fun gift.
What's that one show that we all love? Patton is the narrator.
The Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs, the mother.
Wendy McClendon Covey.
Yes. 2 years ago, I remember being at one of the executive producers' homes when my family lived
I remember when you went out to visit Bumblebee.
Yes. And we're in Los Angeles, Hollywood. He said that she was so sweet. That at the end of shooting, she went out and bought what was $10,000 worth of scratchers and gave it to the entire cast.
Crew, yeah.
Right.
And crew. That's
fine. Somebody usually the odds are pretty good that
somebody
in that group is going to win.
Somebody's going to win. So, right. And that's just an anecdote.
Right.
My offer on the table on Wednesday's program was this. You, Mike O'Mara, would get paid first. For example, I spent $100, and if I win $100, you get that money back first, and then you get 20% of the winnings past that. I am taking most of the risk on because I've already laid out the $100. And I don't get, if we win $100, you get paid, and I'm still out $100. But if we win, let's say $500,
or
$1,000, you still get your $100, and then you get 20% of the $900.
Right.
Now,
I hate that arrangement.
There was no counter to that from you.
The counter was going to be this, and now that I've had time to think of it,
right?
That's perfectly fine, and it could be somebody might accept that. What that takes away from me is the entire thrill of the scratcher, which is the thrill of the potential big win. And 20%
of $10 million is what?
$10 million is a lot of money.
$2 million,
but it would be. But I do you understand? You saw the movie Casino, right?
Yeah.
You understand when he says he doesn't think of it as winning $5,000. He thinks of it as losing $500,000 if he was gambling more.
Right.
That is the mind of the, and that is the mind of the degenerate gambler, which I am, which means there is no way I would ever accept those terms.
I have a question.
Not because it would be like, I don't look at it. I look at it as gambling. I look at it, I'd rather put up money that I can't get back with the upside potential being the big win. Yeah,
but
I've
already put up the money is what I'm saying.
But I'm saying you're not putting up the money if I defray it. And I would be willing to either go in 2/3 with Rob Spiewak or 50-50 with you and give you $50.
Yeah, but I don't think you're understanding the math. And Rob, please.
I totally understand the math.
Well, no.
I'm telling you, I don't have the upside. And 20% of 50 million does not excite me. And I'm not going to.
I'm curious about one question, Oscar. And you've laid it out very clearly, and we all understand it. But
yeah, we all understand it. He's pretending I don't get it.
Is that offer exclusive to Mike?
Wait, before we get there.
Okay.
I'm open to other bids, which I did not know exist.
I know where Rob's going with this, and that's going to piss me off even more. If Rob takes the deal,
everybody wait.
First,
just calm down.
The first 25 cents between shows, there was a side deal made within the deal.
This one is
sometimes
set in stone.
When time passes, people will make offers.
Right.
Maddie from the control room said, I will give you the quarter, because no one else had a quarter here, to scratch as long as I'm made whole first for my quarter.
Okay.
And that's all she wants. So we got 25, we're negative 25 cents as we speak.
All right. I will give Maddie 50 cents back.
Big
right
winner.
Now.
Yeah, doubled her money.
All right. Maddie, thank you. Thank you. You are now out of the equation. Thank you very much.
I was just curious, right, Oscar, with this the offer
you
that
just bought out her 25 cents.
I bought her because I just don't even want to have her in the discussion.
TMOS Classic.
So you made this offer to Mike that he poo-pooed. I was wondering if the same terms would stand for, say, $150 buy-in, make me whole first, and 25%.
Oh. Wait. You're willing to pay... You're willing to put $125 into
$150. Right.
For 25%.
But you make me whole first.
And Mike's offer...
Mike's 120 and 20%.
Oh.
No, that's not... Hold on. Don't say it like I accepted it.
No, that was the one that was on the table.
Offer.
Yeah.
My offer, if you want to know, my offer is a non-refundable $50 buy-in for a 100%, and I'm not made whole first. We split whatever the winnings are, 50-50. So I'm not buying in to be made whole first. I am buying in for a non-refundable $50.
But you're taking on the risk
to split,
with me.
Taking the full risk with you.
Are you willing to go to 200 for 25%? You get made whole first. So if we went $200.
I think 200 will require 30%.
Holy shit. I did not see this coming. Oh my God.
So think of that. I mean, 70% is a lot of money.
The odds of that's a very, as someone who knows these scratchers, the odds of Rob Spiewak getting that money back are very small.
But I mean, as is the case anytime you gamble, house always wins.
You gamble. Rob, what would you say though to, we'll do the math. For $100, it would be...
Everyone would pay $33.33, and one person would have to pay an extra... I'd pay the extra penny.
So it'd be $33. You and I would pay $33.
I don't want the sharks working together. I want to work with one shark exclusively. Either Mike
or all right,
Rob.
You know what? I will cover your cost of the lottery tickets. And...
now you're paying $100 for half interest?
$100 for 50%.
I'll give you $120 for half of it.
This is
you know what?
This
not
is
gonna
nuts.
Happen.
This is crazy. I can't believe. You taking your offer off the table?
Yeah, if he say I'm not going, no, because he knows Rob thought I'd get motivated to jack it up, and I'm calling his. bluff.
Now, I have leverage all over again because you're out.
Right.
And it's just me and you, Rob.
Just you and me.
This That's is
$120.
Awesome. No,
Rob
I'm
is taking
go
$100.
$200 for 10%. Take it or leave it.
Well, I'll leave that.
Yeah, leave
I'm all
a,
alone?
That's well, no, you see, we
dick
had
bet.
Yeah, I was at 100 and you were very close to giving me 25.
I was because we had two offers on the table. Now we have one and I still hold all the cards.
Wait, no, you don't hold all my money though.
True.
So, I mean, I can back out at any time.
I will give you
I thought no, you're getting back in, Mr. Wonderful.
He's jumping
I'm
in.
Getting back. I will give you $150 for 100% of the cards. They're not even, you don't own. I'll buy your cards for $150.
Ooh, that's solid. That's a solid bet.
That's a guarantee, no risk, plus 50% back.
You make $50.
No, you don't make, well, you make 50 like off, right off the bat.
Right.
Anything on those scratches belongs to me.
Is there anything in the control room?
Tony's betting that he can get his headset to work.
By the way, that's throwing away $50 as far as I'm concerned.
I don't
technically throwing away $150.
Okay. I'm going to say no to whatever Pony just said because he can't push a button. That's a hard no.
Pony kept hitting the button that said max bet. He didn't. He did not hit his control room button. He just
right.
Is there a final? What's your best and final? Rob Spiewak.
Best and final. Would
Rob
be-
isn't serious. I know that for a fact.
Well, you don't know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're trying to leverage me.
I know you better than you know. I know you better than you know you.
I knew that you were going to come back in after you'd bailed out.
Yeah, I know you did. But I didn't come back in with the offer you wanted.
I will give you my
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
What would make me happiest?
It's not about you though.
I know it's not about me, but
you said it was about us at the beginning of the show.
What would really make me happiest? Would be because you know to be honest with you, even if I say bought yours for $150 and I won big,
yes, mm-hmm.
It's not going to make me happy. Really, I'm serious about that. What would make me happy is if we, like we do, if we kind of shared the risk, all three of us. That to me would be, and I know the listeners would prefer that.
There's a magical value to that.
No, there's a magical value. To
but
that.
There would also be magical to get all the money.
Look. Gentlemen, the odds of these being winners are slim to none.
Hey, let me see one of them. I'm not going to scratch anything. Okay. Let me see one of them. Because they used to print the odds on the back of the card. The original scratchers were usually about 1 in 4.35 that you would win something.
Right.
So
this guy is 1 in 3.
The 1 in 3?
The X is 1 in 3. Look at the very bottom. That's where it says.
Okay. This is 1 in 2.97. So roughly 1 in 3. There will be some payoff.
Sort of winner.
Right. Could be $2.
Actually, the odds are better. I think my...
Yeah, but the
best and final is, for me, I'm going to need $200 from one of the sharks for 20%.
You see, here's the thing that we need to step
that's
back
so
at, Mike.
Stupid.
As we step back and look...
And you get paid back first.
That is
well,
the
that,
only
that's
thing...
That's same offer to make whole. I don't like that.
That's the only thing that makes this valuable, but you have to realize at the core of it, he's just buying lottery tickets, something you or I could do. There's really... I mean,
I could go down. I could send Carla out right now and get the same value of lottery tickets.
At face value.
And we could do it. We could do a competition.
But I have them right now.
Yeah, I know. It's tedious, you know. It's tedious right now.
How quickly could Carla turn that around for you?
You mean get the tickets here in front of me?
Yeah.
Hey, Carla, come here for a minute.
Safely in the Volvo.
Yeah, in the Volvo. With turn signals and seatbelt buckled. Is she in the house?
All right, so Oscar's conjuring and trying to make
conjuring.
A deal.
I'm sure. Carla, you look great, by the way. Hi.
Hi, Carla.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Oscar's making all sorts of weird offers about buying into his lottery tickets. We've had... He says he's got $100 worth of lottery
tickets.
How
much are they each?
$220s and $230s.
Okay.
$220s and $230s.
$100 worth of possible. Okay.
And
wins.
He wants $100 and how much?
There's
do you
$15
want?
Million dollars max on the line.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
And it'll probably hit.
Life changing money.
I propose
money.
That we split it 33
each, yeah.
Yeah.
That each, and then we all share whatever wins.
Yeah, but
look, Oscar doesn't want to do that because he's being dicky. And Oscar wants
I made you an offer. You should explain the offer to
his offer was, what's your offer again?
My offer is that Mike or Rob buy in just one of them, not both of them.
Right.
One of them for $200. If we win $200, they get paid back first, and then they get 20% of any other winnings.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I never went as high as 200.
That was my offer to you.
Too much money for that. And then it came up, as Rob brought up, then you could go run over to the store.
Which
it would be.
You want to?
Yeah.
Well, you two are a good match, you know?
$100, $100.
Okay, I think the deal should be, how about you get a ticket, Rob gets a ticket, Mike gets a ticket, and then give the interns a ticket, and then whoever wins.
Yep.
All right,
but I bought them. Here,
we got Maddie and Pony, right?
But yes. You bought them?
Hold on, I got a new offer.
I bought them last night.
I have a new offer.
Hammered in Fairfax at 7-Eleven. I got a new offer, Rob.
All right, I'm all yours.
25 for you, 25 for me, 25 for Oscar, and I will pony up another 25 for Maddie and
Pony.
And Pony.
So they get 12.5%
for that to come out of my
mouth. You're contrary because it's the same offer, just with different numbers.
It's not the same offer because we're bringing two other people in.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't want that many partners. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Things get messy, man. You know that.
But if it's a $15 million hit, everybody's a big winner in the casino. What did he say?
He said too many cooks in the kitchen gets messy. I said, tell me about it. There is f***ing vegetable oil everywhere.
Okay.
So
I think that would be, then everybody in the room
has a vested interest
and has skin in the game.
Carla. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you have an offer for me?
For his $100 worth of lottery tickets.
So get in for 20%.
I don't know. I need time to think about this.
You know what? You've been the sweetest out of everybody in the room about this.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to give you 30%.
Hey!
For $100.
Why don't you just buy $100 worth of scratch-offs right now?
I'm negotiating with your wife.
Why don't we do it that way?
Oh, dear.
Jeez, calm down.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not running out.
Yeah, go out.
It's too cold.
How cold is it today? It's 60 degrees.
No, it was like
60 degrees. It's not too cold.
Carla,
yeah, I'm not leaving that.
You shouldn't have
to go. If my refrigerator was as cold as your weather, I'd call a repairman. That's how cold it is outside.
30%.
Why can't I?
No, because that's not. No, then you're helping.
Then you're helping. Peanuts.
Okay. Just let's go get out. Let's do it on our own.
We'll just do it on our own.
Yeah,
we'll get our own 100.
You want to run out and get them? You want to run out and get them? And then you're on your own. I'll only send her out and do that if you're going to scratch them yourself.
Okay, fine.
I'd rather split it with you, though.
I offered to negotiate with your wife. You cut her off at the knees, and now you're asking her to go do your dirty work.
You want to have your entire risk cost defrayed with 30%. That's a crap offer. Rob, don't you think that's a crap offer?
Actually, it's not as bad as you think because you are closer to breaking even than he is on that bet.
You get paid back first.
But what you hate, and I think getting inside your head, what you hate is the notion of the big score and getting 20% instead of 50% or 33%.
Yeah, sure. And your offer is what with the 30% for Carla?
Just for Carla now. This goes to her name.
Her name's on the paperwork.
Yes.
So how would
30%
for how much?
For $100.
So that is to say, Carla, if you were to give him $100, no whispering, please. If you were to give him $100, he would scratch them all. The first $100 of winnings goes back to you. And then after that, 30% of all winnings goes to you.
I'd take that offer.
And those dollars, this is the caveat, goes into a trust fund for little Michael.
We'd administer the trust fund. We could work around that.
Because Mike,
I'd say it's a good offer.
We'll take the deal.
We'll take the deal.
All right.
Yes! Let's get scratching.
All right. Let's start scratching.
All right. I'm going to start with. The $5 million guy.
Okay. What's the name,
Carla,
of the game?
I'll let you know if we win.
It's 50X the money.
50X also my shirt size.
And you see.
I just said go back to the kitchen. Carla, you're not wearing shoes.
Can you get Carla to come back for 2 seconds?
Carla, Oscar wants you back for 2 seconds.
Stop the music.
Again, this is a great video day for you.
It is a great video
show
day.
Subscribers. What does her shirt say?
Victorious sport.
Ah.
Victory.
Ah, victory. Could
big
be the
winner.
Day.
Big winner.
I'm just, you know, it's cold outside.
All right. So, and now if he doesn't win anything, we're out $100 and he's not.
Mm-hmm. He's smart.
And then I'm going to be.
Yeah, I'll be pissed with you too.
Right.
Yeah, but let's think about little Michael. My godson, your son.
Will you sell 30% of your winnings for $50?
By the way, if you hear me go, Carla! Then something good happened. Otherwise, forget it. All right, if you hear me go, then you'll know nothing happened.
TMOS Classic.
Turn that off.
Can we do like a Viva Las Vegas or something?
Viva Las Vegas.
No, how about nothing? Excuse me. We're doing scratchers. I need concentration here.
Focus.
The music. Whoa! Okay.
Let me see the one card you're not scratching so I can review the rules. All right.
I'll start scratching.
All right. Very good.
You know, I'm sitting there and I really want to concentrate and I want to just get everything figured out. And, you know, Rob's like doing this. So he's like, hello.
Mike? And you, Mike, right. This is all being taped both on video and audio.
What will happen is there are 4 winning numbers at the top of the card. Reveal your winning numbers, and then you can match up to 20 times, which I'm sure will happen.
All right.
So I'm sorry to scratch.
What are your numbers, your winning numbers?
My winning numbers are 6, 48, 43, and 3.
6,
all right, hold
48.
On. Let me write them down. Hold on.
6, 48, what? Right
6, 48, 43, and 3.
Okay.
6, 48, 43,
and 3. 3.
Okay.
All right. All right. Now start scratching.
Can we get the music?
What's the first number?
The first number is 8.
Not a winner.
Rant.
Sorry, buddy.
The next number is 42.
Not a winner.
And that's close to 43. That means you're not going to get a winner on the entire
card. The next number.
Wow.
Because that's usually the way they work. If you get one that's right next to
okay,
one.
Okay, Jimmy Cerrito.
I'm sorry.
Man.
I'm sorry, God. But that's the way I've done more scratchers than either one of you.
That's
so
true,
I know this.
But you're fatalist right. About it.
I am. Well, it's because it's a bet.
How about this?
All right, what? And don't unearth the prize until
I've only got the 3 here.
Uh-huh. All right, very good.
At this point, I'm willing to give you an out on the whole bet, Carla.
What is the out?
He doesn't have to pay anything. I can just go alone.
Oh,
I'd be so negative about it.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll take it.
Well, you're out?
So the bet,
I'm out.
You're speaking for your wife. You're completely out.
Yes. Yes, I'm out.
Of the entire bet.
I'm out.
Can I buy the bet?
No, you're out. This is going to get weird if something happens. Holy shit. I'm nervous now, because if I win, I actually lose.
I don't want to be out. I don't want to be out. Keep going. Keep going. I want my 30%.
It's Little Michaels.
Yes, Little Michaels. We'll go with that.
The next number is 7.
Not a winner.
See, that's right next to 6. See?
Next number is 28.
Ah.
No.
33.
Nope.
46.
That's very close.
They're so close. 27.
27,
no,
nothing,
not a winner. Nothing. 49.
The numbers we're looking for, 6, 48, 43, and 3.
40.
No.
40.
Oh, no.
17.
No.
17.
No.
47 again. Oh,
no.
247.
14.
No.
My God, 16.
No.
4.
Oh, so close. Right between 3 and 6.
So close. We've got 9.
9, upside down.
21.
21.
No.
21.
No.
45.
No.
Right.
45.
And 18.
Hey, get that.
45, Rob.
anyway, it's a little joke.
I look like Elvis.
All right, very good.
All right, that guy's dead to us.
All right, that was $20 in, no return.
By the way, don't ever throw them away. Always check them.
Yes, and don't forget the second chance.
Yeah. All right, let me get these numbers out of the way. We need the next series of
lucky numbers.
We go to two of four cards.
Wait, up to $5 million again on this card.
All right,
very good. What are
the winning numbers? The winning numbers are 18.
18.
22.
22.
34.
34.
And
47. 47. Now, I want you to know 22 is one of my favorite gambling numbers, so I feel good about
that. The first number is 27, not a match.
No.
And
45.
And
6.
And
43. Oh my God, 12.
Well, it doesn't.
11.
The Rebum.
8.
8.
2.
29.
25. 21.
20 wonderful.
Look at number 21. 36. Oh, 37. They're so close.
They're very close.
24.
24. No. Damn it.
30.
No.
3.
No.
3.
13.
Lucky no. 13.
48.
No.
48.
Oh,
23.
No.
Oh, this is the last card.
The last one on the card.
18.
18's the winner.
Oh! Holy winner.
How much will this be worth?
What?
How much will this be worth?
How much was the scratcher?
Scratcher was worth $20.
This will be worth $10. How much is it?
$40.
$40. I get $40 back. Yep. I'm happy about that. That's good. That's a $60 commitment. That's wonderful. Excellent. I like that.
$40.
Very happy about that.
So you would have doubled your money had you just bought that card.
Yes, but I gambled.
You gambled. Now let me see the other one so we can get the rules on this. I bet it plays the same. Mike, this is extreme.
I'm very happy we had at least one winner. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the $60 being gone.
Tony, what's going on?
Yeah, this is the $30 card, right?
Yes, this is the $30 card.
Odds are higher.
It is called Extreme Millions.
The odds are better. Yeah, the odds are better.
If you reveal two identical symbols, you win $200 instantly thanks to the $200 bonus box. But it's the same way. It's winning numbers versus matching the regular numbers. But this is more. It looks like you have 10 winning numbers.
If we won $200, I would get $60 out of that.
Well, no, it would be a total of $240. So of that, you would get 100 back, which leaves 140, and you would get 30% of 140, which would be an additional $42.
I love when Rob does math.
It's the best math ever, right?
All right, we're ready to play the next one. Let's do it.
All right. Okay,
By the way, there will be people giving a shit about doing a bonus show of scratch-offs, but I think we've made this the most entertaining form of gambling. We might have to do it every month.
Mike, I do believe there's a small tangent of our audience that is having a great time.
I know.
At this point, like Deal or No Deal,
yes.
Do you want to walk away now?
No. I'm in. I'm all in now. All right. Now the fun part.
All right,
this
all right.
is when the fun begins. I'm ready. All right. Ready, Freddy.
These are the winning numbers.
I hold in my hand the winning numbers.
The winning numbers are 30.
Yes.
30.
11.
11.
Uh-huh.
19.
No, 19.
1.
1.
33.
33.
38.
Favorite number.
17.
How many numbers
46.
Are there?
46.
35.
45.
Wait. How many numbers do you get?
I told you there's 10 winning numbers on this.
Oh, yeah. All right. Start again. Give me. I got to get a longer thing. I do them that
I got to get a longer thing. Strip right, of adding machine right, tape.
It's 30, 11, 19,
1, 33, 38,
17,
46.
46.
35. And 25.
All right, I'm ready.
And, you know
and by the way, if you get a winner right at the beginning, you wait till the end to find out what the prizes are.
Of course.
Mike, that's
the way you do it.
I'm a broadcaster.
Thank you very much. Thank you. No,
somebody listening to the show might question that.
I wasn't thinking about broadcasting. I was thinking about the way I do it at home.
Your method? Very good. Procedures, Maddie. Procedures.
Moving on.
Very good.
First number is 7.
Oh, no.
Second number is 9.
No.
No.
28.
28.
34.
No.
No.
18.
No.
Very close.
8.
No.
No.
12.
No.
No.
48.
No.
23.
No.
42.
No.
41.
No.
20.
No.
32.
No.
No.
They're all one away.
That's 39. The way they're getting.
But, Mike, remember, on the last card, it was the last number that hit.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
22.
Bon danger.
47.
No.
No.
36.
No.
27.
All one away. No. There's 44. Not gonna be a winner on this. No.
26.
No.
No.
24.
Nope. No.
37.
Nope.
49.
No.
21.
No.
29.
No.
2.
Two.
God damn it.
15.
Shit
card.
45.
All those numbers.
And the last number is 4.
Oh,
crap.
What about your bonus box?
Up here?
Yeah.
At the top, the bonus box is, I'm scratching $200. This is reveal two identical symbols and win $200 instantly.
Because didn't you have two 21s?
No, it's the symbols within the box.
Oh, within the box. Yes. Oh, sorry.
These symbols are not identical.
Are they close?
So that is a dud.
If they're close, we can maybe get $5 or $6.
All right, last chance or I'm out 60 big ones.
Mike, but you're up
and
40.
Oscar's out 40.
Mike, are you willing to forego the bet now for this last
He's
card?
He's awfully fluid with his offers.
One card I'm betting on here.
No. The 40's off. The 40 goes back to the house. Yes.
The 40 goes back to the house.
Betting it all on this card.
No, let's dance with the one that bet me. Let's let it ride.
I like where your head's at.
All right, very cool.
All right, very good.
All right, the winning numbers on this card, let's pay attention.
Right, please.
The following. We've got 1.
Great number.
9.
That's the same as the last time. 9.
4. 15. 35. 48. 40. 23, 19, and 47.
47. All right.
All right.
I feel good about this card.
Oddly, I do too.
Yep, I really do.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I feel like I'm using my card counter voice. Card counter. 3.
All right.
2.
That's the first number.
1.
No, he's doing a countdown because he's a jackass.
Oh, don't do a f***ing count. That's so dumb.
That's so dumb.
14 is our first number.
Oh, sh.
28.
Oh, dear.
22.
Oh,
f-
me.
39.
Oh,
shit. 46. Oh, no. Yeah,
they're all there. These are, it's another one of the cards with the one away.
8.
No.
34.
No, we're done.
41.
Yeah.
49. No. 18.
No.
43.
All one away. See them all one away, Rob?
Yeah.
42.
But they're not targeting you. It's 11. Just the way it works. No,
but that's the way it works
26,
when they're one away. No.
45.
Nothing on this card, no. Guaranteed.
2.
Yeah.
16.
16.
38.
No.
3. 13. 25.
No.
24.
No.
31.
No.
7.
No.
17.
No.
20. 30.
27. No.
21, and the last number before we go to our second chance.
Mike, do you want to buy out now?
Can I buy out now?
We're all in now, baby.
All right, there we go.
Is 36.
Not a you. Hey, but what
maybe
about
late
hey,
already?
Hey, bonus box. Hey,
second chance.
Bonus box.
All right.
Remember, reveal
2 identical symbols
and win $200 instantly.
Instantly.
All right.
This would make you whole.
We have 2 different symbols.
Oh, you.
$60 will be coming your way. Oh, I didn't send you the checks yet, Rob.
Oh, put them in the same envelope.
Please send the checks.
Please do that. But that way you can save
a
stamp.
Carla, can you come in and get checks and send them up to Podcast Village,
plus
please?
A personal check for $60, please.
Yes.
Plus a personal check to Oscar Santana for $60.
And 12 hard-boiled eggs.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.